Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 846. 5 Tips for Exercising in the Morning by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Now, we recently got permission from Josie to narrate her content. A big thanks to her. She's a full-time stylist and a writer, these days helping others learn how to change their mindset to achieve big goals. You can find more from her at josiemichelledavis.com. Now, a listener kindly reminded me that I never shared my experience with indoor skydiving. This was way back in August. This is how I celebrated my birthday this year. I'm too chicken to actually skydive, so I thought indoor skydiving is a nice compromise. It was a lot of fun. I would definitely do it again. I actually had other family members do it with me. What I didn't expect was how dizzy I would feel afterwards. It's basically you in this giant wind tunnel with an instructor, and they will actually spin you around to get you to start to fly up about 20 to 25 feet in this wind tunnel and then spin you to bring you back down. That made me a little dizzy, but I survived. It was overall a fantastic experience. I would definitely do it again. They offer a virtual reality helmet experience. That's what I would choose to do next time, so you actually feel like you're really skydiving without all the risk. Now, that had nothing to do with today's post, which is all about tips for exercising in the morning. And I'm sure you're eager to hear all about that, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Tips for Exercising in the Morning by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. Confession time. I used to truly hate working out in the morning. I used to only run in the afternoons or at night. I was tired, grouchy, and ran about as fast as a baby sloth before 10 a.m. On the rare occasion I would attempt a morning workout, I would spend the whole time thinking about how terrible it was. When I went back to work full-time and essentially had no choice but to work out in the morning, I knew I would have to suck it up and just do it. Can I just be real for a moment? It sucked for a while. My body did not acclimate quickly at all. I'd say it was almost a full 2 months of getting up and going to the gym every weekday morning before I finally started to be okay with it. It's hard to believe that now I vastly prefer early AM workouts. If you're thinking about switching out your PM workouts for the morning, here's a few tips and tricks I've figured out along the way and hopefully will make your transition a little easier. Find your best situation. So I actually have free access to a gym at work. I don't have to pay a cent, and I could literally walk from the gym to our photo studio. It would save a lot of time and money to just use that gym, but I hate it. It's small, which means limited machines that people are always fighting over. The showers in the locker room are always out of hot water. It's at the top of a building, which means it's about 1,000 degrees and 1,000,000% humidity. And on top of that, you're working out with people you work with, which just feels weird to me, but maybe I'm crazy. I spend more time and money driving out to my gym, but the experience is so much better, which makes getting up at the crack of dawn just a little easier. So don't fight it. If your gym situation is truly making you unhappy, try something new until you find a good fit. Also, tons of people aren't gym people. I actually used to not be, but have since come to love it. And that's cool. Whether it's working out at home, taking classes, or going for a run outside, figure out what's the best situation for you. There is no one-size-fits-all, and sometimes it takes a little trial and error to figure out what works for you. Don't snooze. Seriously, guys, you can't let yourself snooze if you're going to stay on track. On days I wake up and truly am just not feeling up to hitting the gym, I reset my alarm and go back to sleep. If you're going, you need to just do it. Here's the secret trick. Don't let yourself think about it. Your brain can be a jerk who just wants to complain in the morning. So sometimes you just got to get ahead of it. Yes, it's borderline painful for about the first 5 minutes. But once you get past that, it usually gets a lot easier. And just remember that the sooner you get past those 5 minutes, the easier it'll get. Also, have you ever actually felt better with 7 minutes of extra sleep? No. Typically, I just feel more groggy the more I snooze. So forget the snooze button and just go. Have a plan. There's nothing worse than walking into the gym at 5:30 in the morning and having no idea what you're doing. I originally got started by doing a LSF 30-day challenge, so I knew exactly what I was doing, usually a little cardio, followed by grabbing a mat and doing that day's challenge. I actually didn't have a program for a few months after that, and while I still got things done, I still found myself wandering aimlessly on more than one occasion. Now, I'm week 10 into the BBG program and am so happy I committed to it. Having a plan laid out for me every day has helped me so much. If you prefer classes, then sit down at the beginning of the week and schedule them all out in advance. You'll thank yourself later. Have everything ready the night before. This is a tired tip that everyone will give you, but that's for good reason. It really is one of the most important things. I don't know about you, but my brain is not functioning at 5 a.m., so to expect myself to be able to get everything I need together or even just to pick out clothes would be cruel. I lay everything, and I mean everything, out the night before. I even try to put everything in the car. This makes it a lot less painful when I'm feeling particularly zombie-esque some mornings. Talk positively to yourself. I can be mean to myself, like really mean. When I switched to morning workouts, I really had to commit myself to stop being negative in my own head. Instead of thinking about how much slower I was running in the morning, I would congratulate myself for getting through a run, no matter what speed it was at. I also had to ditch all negative talk when I was at the gym. Instead of getting annoyed when someone was on the machine I wanted, I would just turn around and find a different one. No grumbling about it to myself. This little change in internal attitude can make the biggest difference. Ban all negative talk when you're at the gym. If you're there, then you're already killing it. Getting up early to work out may never be super duper fun, but there are a lot of ways to take some of the pain out of it. Make the morning as easy as you can for yourself. Have everything ready to go. Schedule a workout class you love, and tell yourself the night before that you're going to have a great morning. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Tips for Exercising in the Morning by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And thanks again to Josie for her permission to narrate from her site. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, I'm not a morning person either. I would much rather sleep in till 9 or 9:30 or heck, even 10 o'clock in the morning before actually getting up. And as Josie mentioned, in the beginning, those early morning workouts are really rough. You think to yourself, oh, if I was working out at like 2 in the afternoon, I'd be so much stronger or I'd be able to run so much farther. But as Josie mentioned, you just got to get over that. You've got to give yourself credit for getting up and doing the work that early. It's not easy, and you deserve credit for doing it. I really appreciate her tip about having everything ready the night before, and yes, you've probably heard that many times, not just from me, but from others as well. What makes that habit so super powerful is a reason that often we don't really think about. You're going to be less likely to forget something. But even more than that, you're committing the night before. By getting everything ready for the gym the next morning, you're mentally committing to going. And that is super powerful. So not only will you not forget something, you're committing to it, which will make it more likely to happen. I'm one of those people who likes to leave the packed gym bag by the front door in the morning. And that way, I can't say that, well, I just hopped in my car in the morning and my gym bag was in my trunk where I didn't see it, so I just forgot. And by leaving it by the front door, you're reminding yourself, oh yeah, I have a little self-care to do this morning. And what I have found is when I get that workout in first thing in the morning, the rest of my day seems so much brighter. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow after you work out in the morning, right? Where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.